Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Spiegs is hyped about the Bears.
Damn right.
And I apparently have to play the role of wet blanket.
Just a regulator.
We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators.
Final 2 minutes. This is a tremendous opportunity right now for Caleb Williams to really take the next step and to be in that guy. Williams steps up in the pocket, going to rip it and completes DJ Moore.
I feel like they're going to win this game and go 2-2.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with picking the Bears to win this game.
Regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too.
Goes to Swift out of the backfield on the check down, and Swift spins his way inside the Raiders 40. Williams steps up. Williams, first down and more. Making it happen with his wheels inside the 30.
But I'm just trying to keep myself under control. This is the issue. This is
You're
why
self-regulating?
I'm trying to self-regulate. I'm asking for your help as my partner because I can get a little ahead of myself sometimes. I don't know if you know that about
me.
I can get a little excitable.
But you can't be any geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, or you keep.
Crosby coming around the edge. They protect Williams, and he completes. First down, Bears. Odunze. First and goal, Bears. Buck 39 left in regulation. Swift to the outside. In for the Chicago touchdown. And the Bears punching back have retaken the lead here in Vegas.
I want you to save your energy because if they do win on Sunday,
right,
we got 2 weeks.
A 54-yard attempt to try to put the Raiders in front. Jacob Goldenmeyer, the snapper. A.J. Cole, the holder. The kick is blocked. Unbelievable. It was Josh Blackwell. And they're going to get out of here somehow, some way, with a second straight win.
Regulators!
Mount up.
Mount up.
Bear down, baby.
Live from Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sportsbook. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks again to the folks here at Circa. This has really been an amazing trip, and we love everything about Stadium Swim, where we get the opportunity to do the show from time to time, getting a chance to hang out with the staff here and learn more about sports betting. As a lifestyle has been fun
as
well.
That's true, man. Robert, who runs all the audio visual stuff, is an old school listener of The Score, a Southside guy. He brought a photo on Saturday.
He brought multiple photos.
He did. He brought one photo of you, a headshot of Lawrence Holmes that Lawrence had signed with hair, by the way.
Yeah.
And he brought another picture.
I actually still have hair. I shave my head now.
Pictures or it doesn't happen.
Okay.
It's
just that, you know, I would get the George Jefferson going but I do still have hair.
Understood. So he brought that picture, and then he brought another picture of him meeting you with Dustin Byfuglien. And in that picture, he's holding the first picture of you, the one that you signed. So we took another picture on Saturday of you guys holding those two pictures, and I look forward to being back here in a few years when you can take another picture while holding the picture of you guys holding those pictures.
I enjoy the inception nature of that, and Robert's just a really good dude, and he's in charge of the screen here at Stadium Swim, and he like sent us the grid. Is just amazing. Like so yeah, I'm happy. I was happy to be able to hang, and I thought that was really funny. And the headshot of me is from when I was like 27, so I'm very young in that picture.
Yeah, man. I mean, this place is so amazing. Like, my brother-in-law was here with a few of his friends today, and he went to the game. And the first thing he said when I saw him here today is like, "I should have just come here. I should have just come here and watched the game here instead of actually going to the game." Because it can be a hassle to walk across that bridge.
Yeah,
with the limpers.
Well, matter of fact, that's the choice that we made.
Oh, like, it really
is. We offered tickets to the game. We're like, nope. Actually, no, we'd rather stay here at Zirka and watch.
Would actually rather stay here.
Yeah, and I had the chance to go work the game.
I know.
And I was like, I'm not feeling it. Like, it's just one of those things where I just wasn't like, because it felt better to kind of be around the Bearsdom that was going on around Zirka.
Yeah. And then to watch the game on TV so we could take it in with them and deal with Archuleta and
Arch.
Arch. Your guy, Arch.
I will say that from the time that he started until now, I feel like Adam's gotten better. And I enjoyed a lot of the stuff that he did in the broadcast. I did think that he was spiking the football a little bit on the fourth down decision.
Yeah, well, he was – and it all starts because he kept disagreeing with fourth down math. With the fourth down math as obviously displayed in the modern NFL –
and especially by Ben Johnson coach teams.
Yes, and it's not just Ben or even Dan Campbell. I mean, look what Nick Sirianni does. Look at so many of these coaches out there. And it's a huge deal because, for instance, the stumble bum attempt that the Bears had, that didn't work out, that was on third down in a situation where Ben knew he was going to go for it on fourth down. And he said so after the game. He said we were in a two down situation. So he doesn't mind trying a trick play, and neither do I, by the way, on a third down when you know that you're going to go for it on fourth down if your trickery doesn't work on third. It's like that's just the way that the NFL is. And then Tyler Butterball, Tyler Ferringul, I moved it up, baby T, to the segment there. Archuleta patting himself on the back, and to your point, Lawrence, seemingly spiking the ball after the Bears held the Raiders to a 3-and-out inside their 10.
At this point in the game, I think the right decision is to punt, but call me old-fashioned.
And the Bears are going to get the football back to Caleb Williams down 5.
Much, much better to punt that ball instead of go for it on that fourth down for the Chicago Bears, wouldn't you say? Hindsight being 2020, 2015-ish.
That was some jag action right there. Who's he, Mr. Validation? That's our lane, okay? We are Mr. and Mr. Validation, betrothed and on the radio daily, 2 to 6. But, like, because they stopped them and got the ball back doesn't mean it was the right call because you agreed with it because you're too old school to understand that the NFL is changing before your eyes, Arch.
Jag action, a new spinoff that will be coming to Paramount Plus and CBS
Jag
soon.
Action.
I was on the field yesterday after that game in Jacksonville.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
How about that? Is Liam Cohen? That guy acts exactly like his team name.
It's a little Jag really action does. For you.
He's the Jags.
And that was another one of those examples of Robert Saleh talking about, hey, these guys are stealing signs, and they're really good at it. And they're doing it legally.
Sure are.
And it's fine. Like, we have to be prepared for that. And him being mad and going all Will Smith on Robert Saleh. And I will say this to Liam Cohen. You don't want them type of problems.
Those Robert Saleh problems?
You do not want those problems.
Those look like unfortunate and dangerous problems.
Yeah, you don't want them problems. And Robert knew he didn't want them problems.
Jacksonville's 3-1.
They are.
Yeah.
Duval.
Yeah. I mean, and they're running the hat. They're running the hell out of the
Duval.
Ball. Is Jacksonville. Travis Etienne doing his thing. There's some weird stuff going on around this league, man. There is some weird ass stuff going on. They're only two.
Emphasis on ass.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Shout out to the Titans and Cam Ward.
Dude, Cam Ward.
I feel for that guy, man.
I still haven't heard the quote. I don't know what it sounds like.
It's even better.
It reads beautifully.
We got it in there, baby. T.
We do.
We keep in a book right now. We ask.
It's even better than it reads.
It's even better. And he went on.
That's your number. Right now, we ask.
That is the number one pick quarterback who on an 0-4 NFL team. And they just suck so bad. And play it again. It's glorious.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now. We ass.
We ass. We keeping a buck right now, Lawrence. We ass.
I like that kid, and I feel like he's doomed. I feel like he's doomed by that franchise.
Well.
And I like him a lot. And he might be a guy that can change culture because he did that at Miami. But I just feel like he's never – they're never going to give him enough of what he needs for him to succeed before he leaves.
Hey, man, the Callahan kid, right? It's the son of the longtime offensive line coach.
Yeah.
I don't even know which Callahan this is. Tommy? Is this Tommy?
From Black Sheep?
No, Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
Sorry. Yeah.
Same guy, though.
Right? No, same guy, though.
Because this guy clearly should be driving around selling auto parts. I think it was auto parts.
Yeah, brake pads.
Yeah, brake pads.
Selling to Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. So that's it. Tommy Callahan. That's the coach. He's a fat guy in a little coat coaching football. That's what that guy's doing. But he already gave up play calling. They already did the move. They're four games in.
Yeah.
He already gave up play calling, and then they get shut out by the Houston Texans. I don't think that thing's going to work.
I saw Uncle Herm on SportsCenter this morning, and they were talking to him, and they were like, well, what would you have done? He's like, well, I usually walk the tunnel with the quarterback after a game, and we talk about what's going to be said at the podium.
Yeah.
And I let him know that all of the frustration that you feel, I feel it too.
Yeah.
And we can talk about some of this stuff in the meeting.
Sure.
We don't necessarily have to talk about it in public.
That's a really good thought by Herm. It's a really good thought. Yeah. Yeah, because you might want to wait. Hey, quarterback, come on over here. What are you thinking about saying? When you get to the podium.
How bad are we in your estimation?
Coach, I was thinking about telling people that if we keep it a buck, we ass. What do you think?
I mean, we keep it a buck
sometimes
right now,
meetings
ass.
Are good. Meetings are good for flushing out things before you say them in public, as we were talking about with these guys last night. Yeah,
I don't think Tommy Callahan would have let his player do that. Where's David Spade to help out? He's the DC, right? He's a defensive coordinator.
No, he's got to be the offensive mind.
The young, quirky offensive mind.
Got the cool hair.
Maybe not the guy, but the guy that's carrying out the orders. The Declan Doyle,
if you will. He's the Declan Doyle, if you will. Oh, and I will.
I know you will.
There's a part of Ben that we need to discuss, and it's part of the personality, which I think kind of makes him cool. A lot of times the conversation about what a coach or a manager is becomes binary. Well, this guy is an analytic guy, and this guy, as Adam Archuleta would like to say, this guy's old school, and he does stuff with his gut. I think Ben is a good mixture of both of those things. And he actually spoke about it in the post game yesterday on choosing when to go with your gut with all the information that you have.
That's a hard one to answer right now, to be honest with you. I just, in the moment, it's just what you're feeling, what your gut's telling you is going to work. And so my gut was probably wrong a lot of the night. So it was good to see it come through. And really, it's a credit to those guys. I mean, they know we get down there inside the five. That's what we want to do. We want to be able to run it inside the 10-yard line, and I think they came through for us.
Yeah, man. And that's him talking about the end of that big drive and going with his gut to run the ball. And, it's a good catch because the question kind of caught him, and he, like, had to just sort of honestly talk about it. He didn't like his gut the rest of the time. I think – he said today that DeAndre Swift is not the problem in the run game. Whatever the problem is, and maybe he's intimating that it's him. Maybe he's intimating that it's some of the offensive line and doing the tackle switch that he did in the game yesterday, having Ozzie out there and Benedet out there and no Braxton. Maybe that's going to help in that regard. I don't know. Maybe it's the type of run plays that he's calling. I think that might be what's going on. I hinted at it about Manungai. Because what was clear during that game and what made him going with his gut at the end that much more palpable to me is that he didn't trust their run game at all the way through that game.
They're trying short passes. They're trying screens. They're trying, here's DJ in the backfield. They're doing whatever they can to try and make this thing work, because the old school way of making it work is not even close.
Absolutely, Lawrence. I wrote it down multiple times. They don't believe in their run game. And we were texting about it in the group thread as we watched it. They're running quarterback keepers in just like straight up, let's line up and run it down your throat situations that you're supposed to be able to do. So he doesn't have a belief in it. And this is a guy whose offense is predicated by having that belief. Play action works because he runs the hell out of the ball. That's what he's done in Detroit the last 3 years.
I thought for sure, because Max Crosby was trying to jump everything. Like he was not worried about keeping contained, because he felt pretty good that if someone got by him, he could run them down. And in a lot of cases, he did.
Well, he had a tell that he saw in the film breakdown, and the tell was they couldn't block him.
Yeah, yeah, that was his tell, that no matter who they were playing at tackle, they couldn't block him.
Yeah, his first tell was they got an undrafted Canadian kid trying to block me.
I was wondering if they were going to be able to run a little bit of misdirection and get him and the defense flowing one way and then bring it back.
Yeah.
And I was kind of waiting for it, because you could see it get set up. You'd be like, man, he is cheating. He's cheating. He's cheating. He's cheating. But they never quite hit him with it because, you know, he was terrorizing him the entire game.
No, but they did. They schemed away from him, I think, in the second half because he was such a beast. I think they – I mean, didn't they? I think they ran at the other edge a little bit more.
He played pretty well, too, inside of this game. But, yeah, there's the run game. That's that. I would imagine that's high on the list of priorities for the next 2 weeks.
I think so. There's, you know, when Ben talked to the team at the half, and they were such a flat-out mess in that first half, he stressed something to them, which he then expressed again after the game. And to me, it's kind of like it's a mantra that I believe some of the players are beginning to embrace as well.
Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated, but we don't panic. We just don't. It's not who we are, and that's not what we do. And so you know, we have a three and out to start the game, I believe, on offense, and you know, defense comes through for us, and you know, they end up with four turnovers on the day, and we're not able to capitalize on those turnovers to the extent that we'd like to. You know, and I could see where either side of the ball would get really frustrated. I could see where the defense would get frustrated with the offense, and the offense frustrated with ourselves. And, you know, that didn't happen. Everybody stayed the course. No one panicked whatsoever. I thought we came in at halftime. We hit that reset button. That's what we talked about. Take a deep breath and let's come out and play 30 minutes and find a way to win.
I mean, and Caleb parroted that in his post game. He talked about Ben's calmness at halftime and said, quote, that's not our brand of football, unquote. So, like, we don't panic. That's just it's not what we do. If you can say that and get your players to believe it too, that's a powerful thing.
Can I give away a headline for the Sun-Times or Daily Herald or Tribune?
Sure.
The next time the Bears win a game like this, Ben don't break.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Can I give you one that our guy Daniel Van Kirk, who was sitting here watching the game with us last night, said?
No.
All right. Yeah, that's my mistake to ask.
I just gave you the Craig. That's all.
Yeah, he Craig'd me.
I just went with the Craig.
He counseled me.
Obviously you can.
Josh Blockwell.
Oh.
Has anybody used that?
Yes. No. Several people.
Who?
The morning show.
Oh.
When we come back, let's talk about the tackles. This next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And Max Crosby just wrecking that Bears possession. One change for this Chicago offense. Ozzie Trapillo now has come onto the field. He's at right tackle. Remember, no Darnell Wright.
Highlight courtesy of CBS. Yeah, that was jarring because most people had expected, considering the way that Ben would talk about Braxton Jones, that a change would come in 2 weeks. Like, because what he said was, you know, we'll take a look at the first 4 weeks and then we'll reassess where we're at.
I like to joke about us being Mr. and Mr. Validation, you know, but I gotta say, sometimes, like, I'm glad that we preview stuff with the detail and the thought process. Twice last week, we brought up the idea that if Trapillo has to come in, Theo will move left. Because Trapillo is not a left tackle.
No.
They drafted him to possibly be one, was the theory.
They're kind of convinced now that he is not a left tackle.
I mean, that's why, and you and I have had some contention about this, about whether Ben Johnson gets credit or not for that draft pick. But because what I think has clearly happened is that he was handed to the coaches as, I think this guy might even be your left tackle. Check him out. See what you think. Because he's a second-round pick.
And they're like, nah.
They're like, no, this is not my left tackle. He can't play there. And so does Darnell move there? Like, I wonder if moving Darnell to the left tackle is going to come back into conversation at some point, either during the year or the offseason.
I think it 100% is going to come back into the conversation once we get to the offseason.
Not during the year.
It's rough. Like, to ask, like, that much change to happen for a guy, and it seems like a little thing to play this hand versus this hand.
No, I don't think it's little.
It is not.
So maybe it doesn't happen until the offseason, but, like, Braxton Jones, folks, that's just a flat benching. That is a flat benching. We might have just seen him lose his job, and he was instructed not to talk to the media after the game. Brad Biggs went in there and tried to talk to him, and the way Biggsy wrote it was he politely declined to speak at the coach's requests. So that's fascinating in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. It's really interesting, and it makes you wonder kind of like how this is going to go. Like, is he someone that they would trade and say, all right, screw it. Our projects will be the three guys. It'll be him, it'll be Benedet, it'll be Trapillo, and it'll be Amagaji.
God.
Until we can come up with something else.
I just don't even know what Amagaji is. I don't know if that's an NFL player. I know that's the son of Matt Eberflus's golfing buddy. I know that much. And there's some kind of sordid Trace Armstrong trail of recommendation going on in the mix of Karan Amagaji. I don't know what the hell they have.
I'm going to give everyone a project. It is unlikely that the Bears will be able to get this young man at some point. But I want you to watch Caden Proctor from Alabama.
We got time, Speaks.
To watch?
Over the next few days.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well, no, I don't know about it. I'll be going to baseball games, Tanny. I don't know what you're doing.
Baseball?
Yeah. Caden Proctor, wait, so you're telling me there's a tackle at Alabama who's pretty good?
He's really good. I'm
trying to wrap my head around that. Hang on a second.
He's so good that this weekend against Georgia.
So good.
They split him out wide and threw him the ball
in
the red zone.
I saw that highlight. I saw that highlight. You were locked and loaded. This is just a way for you to bring up Alabama.
Lawrence was beaming at dinner the other night after Bama brought home the victory.
He disappeared for a while. He disappeared. I literally texted him during dinner. I'm like, you doing okay? Everything all right? Because he disappeared. He was watching Alabama.
The beauty of it. And by the way,
it's a brilliant move. I wish I had something to watch.
Caden Proctor, 6'7", 366 pounds.
That'll work.
They split him out wide
and
threw him the ball. And he almost scored. But the beauty of it was, you know how we had that crossover with our friends down the dial because they were having dinner in the same place we were having dinner?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Barry's, which is down here in the basement, which is excellent, which has a Big Hurt drink on the menu, which is outstanding.
Tanny tweeted it and got the Big Hurt retweet.
The Big Hurt, big retweet.
I had it too, the Big Hurt Froze. It's
It was really good.
But I walked all around the ESPN 1000 table and greeted every single person at the table as if they cared if I did that or not.
Well, I did it too. I was following your lead.
You did?
In the front, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was nice to make the loop. Oh, hello. Nice to meet you, Chris Bleck. How are you?
Yeah, so I did too. But here's the thing. I went and I watched it. I was watching the game. Like I took a couple of trips out to watch the game because I it was close.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that I saw Alabama seal the win, and I knew that all they had to do was kneel down two times and they were going to win the game. So I walked back with a smile on my face, and the first person I see is Hoodie, who's a huge Georgia fan.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I just like, hey, Roll Tide. He's like, what are you talking about? The game's still going on. I'm like, no, sir, it is not going on. And he's like, oh, man, I'm on a delay. I'm like, you're not going to like what happens next.
Oh, no. He spoiled it. He spoiled it for the man.
And then I, you know, gave love to everyone at the table, and it was great. But Caden Proctor.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, better believe it.
But they're not. Okay, but anyway, but that's a draft. That's next year. We got.
I'm just saying you better get your left tackle files in order.
I will. But, Lawrence, this team is 2-2. Like, the Chiefs are 2-2. Hell, the Ravens are 1-3. You know, like this season is not something we write off and start scouting the draftables just yet alone. I mean, we can do both, obviously.
I think that's a position where you do start looking.
Okay, but I think the great gift of 2-2 with a bye is that your season is viable. So, assuming Darnell Wright is ready to play. Theo Benedett's your left tackle, and who's your swing? Because Ozzie can't be your swing because he can't be your backup left tackle.
Well, I guess they can't trade Braxton again.
I don't think so. I don't think they can. I think Braxton is your backup and is your swing, and Ozzie goes back to inactive if everybody's healthy, at least for now.
Yeah.
Like, Ozzie can't be active unless you believe he can play left or Darnell can play left in a pinch. Or I guess you could move Tooney out there. But you know what I mean? It's like, as of right now, they have to have both Braxton and Theo Benedett active because you need a left tackle.
You definitely do. We've got wild card baseball. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be on the score in this very time slot. But we're going to start the day with Raheemy and Harris and Grody. They're going to be at Gallagher Way tomorrow from 10 until 1:30. So if you're going to go see Cubs Padres, they're going to have a special show with guests ahead of the series opener. Then official pregame show at 1:30. First pitch, 2:08. That's on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
It's pretty cool, man. There's some good series that are getting ready to start. Reds and Dodgers, Red Sox and Yankees. Lucas Giolito was going to be in the rotation for the Red Sox, but he's hurt. So they'll have Crochet and Brian Bello, and that should be a very fun series.
Speaks, what's happening after postgame tomorrow?
After postgame tomorrow, when the Cubs game is over, I'm your Huckleberry, and I'll be with you up until 7 p.m. Central Time after Zach's postgame tomorrow after game one of the wild card series. So I got you, and we'll do some bonus hit and run tomorrow until 7.
We need to take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to share a little bit, if you missed it, some of the stuff that we had were Kurt Warner, which was really great and something that you need to hear. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Early 60s, you were probably calling games then.
I was calling them in my bedroom in Green Bay.
Okay, there you go.
I was 12
years
old.
That's how you got your start.
10 o'clock on a Monday night, they're saying, Kevin, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
That's what they do.
They
knock on the door and said, okay,
this is my
time
career. Don't crush my dream.
That's how it all started, people.
NFL Network analyst.
The first ever regular season game in Ireland.
I want to see the gritty in Irish, okay? What he said he's got
in
something.
In Irish.
Yeah, he said he's
gritty
got Irish gritty coming up.
All right. I want to see the gritty in Irish.
In Irish.
Good to know. Listen.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our second with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt, thanks for joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. We are actually live at Stadium Swim at Circa. It's pretty awesome. And Bears fans left Las Vegas very happy with a win. The game wasn't pretty, but it was a win. And I know we talked a little bit about this last week, that you can make more corrections after a win. How did you feel like Caleb played, and where is there still room for him to grow?
I think it was a win. You know, the more I watched it, the more I'm thinking to myself, well, how did they get out of there with a win? But obviously they got a little help from the defensive side, or some mistakes by Geno on that side. But, in this league, they're all tough. And the bottom line is finding ways to win. And they found a way to win on the road, which was great. I think Caleb continues to do a nice job. I mean, it's not great. It's not fully there yet. I thought he made a number of plays again, a number of good plays inside the pocket. I thought a couple things that stood out was that, he handled pressure really well. Sometimes when, there were some hot situations and he saw it and got the ball out of his hands very, very quickly. So, I like the fact that, you're not watching it and you're going, oh, he's reverting back to some things you saw before. That every week he's fighting that same battle and doing some really good things. And I think growing within the offense and growing as a quarterback, patient quarterback that can play inside the pocket and go through some reads and stuff. I think there's always room for improvement, missing some throws and some, some reads at times. Maybe getting through it too fast or not seeing something that's right in front of him. But again, I think through four games, you have to be happy with the growth that he's shown and the comfort level that he seems to feel at this point in this offense. And I think it's only going to get better.
Kurt, you've really helped us kind of dial in how we can look at a game from Caleb, because there are a bunch of negative plays that we could reference and talk through. And you mentioned a couple things, and we had just talked about a couple. But there's also a bunch of positives, and each play is its own animal, right? And hopefully you see progress overall. I did see him against a full-on blitz hit Zacchaeus a couple of times on what seemed like a hot read and stay in. How about the Rome touchdown? The touchdown to Rome Odunze on third and 12 when it looked like he knew he was going to get hit, maybe, and stood in there strong, waited long enough, and completed that ball. That was exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are the big-time throws that you know are in there. But I love the timing of it. I love the fact that he let that thing go. And I was trying to watch the concept, and I'm not even really sure what the concept was, because they had kind of what I call a pepper post on the other side, where it's not a normal post that goes, you know, to the pylon, or I mean to the goalpost, but it goes to the back pylon on the other side. So normally you don't have anything, you know, running high on that side. So I don't know if that was an in. It looked kind of like a skinny post, but regardless, he let that thing go way early. Saw the window, like you said, with the pressure coming, and put a perfect throw on Rome for the touchdown. And, you know, obviously those things excite you, not just because it's a great throw, but just the anticipation and the ability to let that go and know what he was looking at. So he could let that go early and get it out there, whether it would be to take a sack or the window to close. You know, those are things that you really love to see, you know, within the offense, is that, hey, he's got some comfort level with some things where maybe we're starting to see some other things come out that we haven't really seen the last couple years, like that anticipation. And, you know, because you guys have watched a lot of football with a lot of quarterbacks, not everybody has that. Not everybody has the ability to kind of see ahead and let things go early, you know, when playing the game. And so that one definitely had anticipation. You know, so maybe that's a glimpse of something that's inside of Caleb that, you know, we'll just start seeing down the road.
That's a wrap.
Well, Speegs, this was fun, huh?
Man, this is an amazing relationship that Circa Resort and Casino has built with The Score. And we are honored and very happy to do our part in furthering that relationship. This trip has been incredible.
It truly has, and being around so many Bears fans that made the trip was great. The hang that we had last night was unbelievable, and it couldn't have happened anywhere other than Stadium Swim.
Oh, dude, it's an unbelievably great atmosphere to hang, and I got to tell you, what they're onto with us, like this experiential marketing, essentially. Hey, guess what? These guys have a good time. You would also have a good time. That's working, because we keep talking to Bears fans and listeners who are like, man, I'll see you there. And then we see them there. A lot of people came by today, too. Really
so thanks cool. to Circa. Thanks to Derek. Thanks to our guy, Robert, who made the trip a lot of fun, too. That's crazy with the pictures and everything else. Thanks to Baby T for helping out. Thanks to our guy, Ray, who always takes great care of us when we are in Las Vegas.
Amazing.
He is an outstanding engineer. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay that at some point this week.
Yeah, because we got Cubs baseball tomorrow and Wednesday and maybe Thursday too.
And maybe Thursday as well. But we'll try and find you, because you always find us.
And remember, Lawrence, I'm doing extended post game hit and run until 7 Central tomorrow. Woo! And Wednesday after Cubs playoffs.
It's going to be fun. This is going to be a great week on The Score, and we're glad that you're with us. We are on our way back to Chicago, and we will talk to you soon.
I read this before the game today, right? This list.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.